please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8866.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7. The world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We are broadcasting here live from Wells Built Museum in Orlando, Florida. I want you all to Google the Wells Built Museum in Orlando, and you'll see that we have a museum here, of a hotel that was built in 1926 by Dr. Wells, and there is so much to know and learn. So anytime you're in the Orlando area, make sure you drop by the Wells Built Museum. We are here to make sure that our story of African Americans is never forgotten. We're going to take a short break as we wait for others to get on the line, and we want you to realize that we're here to make sure that your voice is heard loud and clear.
Thank you.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Again, we are live broadcasting from the Well-Built Museum in Orlando, Florida, this evening. And we just want to spend some time talking about the holiday season. You know, I thought this would be a good time to talk about next week and how important next week is, or how this holiday season is, and just get everybody's idea of what it is they're looking forward to, what are they looking to gain, what does this part of the year really mean to everybody. You know, and it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I want to tell you that I have kind of been transitioning my life a little bit since my mother passed. When my mother was here, Thanksgiving and Christmas and these holidays went so much more because she was that kind of entertaining person. She loved cooking. She loved inviting people over to her home. She loved having parties and celebrating with her family. And it was just an awesome experience to grow up in that kind of environment where there was so much love and commitment to family. And now, like I said, when I say I'm transitioning, it seems like I don't have that anymore. So a lot of the holiday season for me is spent alone because I'm an only child and now both of my parents are gone. But I know that there are a lot of people who truly look forward to this season, spending time with their family, showing love to their family and showing love for one another, showing love for their commitment to their beliefs. And we just want to spend some time talking about what this holiday season means, what Christmas means, and what it's supposed to mean other than the commercial part that we've made it. Because along with this holiday season comes this commitment to just spending a lot of money. So we just want to talk a little bit about what this season means to us, and do we reflect on what is truly meant during this holiday season. Cassie, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well, Mr. Deshay. How are you today?
All right.
Happy Saturday.
Okay. Cassie, what are you looking forward to this holiday season? And how does you and your family spend the holiday season?
Well, you know what? It has changed. From the way that it used to be. You know, I used to look forward to eating up all the food, you know, and hanging out with my siblings. But now since everybody is finally decided to change their eating habits, you know, we're not just getting together to eat up all the food and be full and gain 10 pounds for those 3 days, because you go and you eat and you take a plate and then you eat again and you take back another plate. But now we just get together, you know, everybody brings something in, and, you know, we sit down, break bread, maybe watch some football because it's usually football season, and just enjoy the laughter of being, you know, with family one more day, because everybody is working, the hustle is on, you know, everybody goes into their different part of the state. But then on that day, you know, we get to come together, laugh, see what everybody is doing, and just talk. So that's what I'm looking forward to, playing the games and, just playing the games and just laughing a little bit.
All right. You know, I know what you mean about that eating part. I have to tell you, though, that I have been really committed to I have met a friend of mine. Well, he's been a friend of mine a long time. And I just tell you something about today. My phone went dead yesterday, and I didn't get a chance. When I got home so late last night after parking cars here at the museum, when I finally got home, I didn't charge it up. So he was so committed to me and my regiment that he did not allow my phone not being on to stop him. And so he came and he knocked on my door and told me that I needed to be at the gym at 8:30. I could not believe it because I would have surely overslept. But I said all that to say that I'm working out very hard and diligently. I'll go again in the morning. And but I'm just looking forward to that turkey and stuffing and macaroni and cheese. And, oh, I don't know who's going to cook it. Again, I probably won't go to anyone. I got a few people who are going to bring me a dinner. So I won't be going to anybody's Thanksgiving party or anything of that nature. But I have to tell you, I'm looking forward to them leftovers or whatever plate they bring me, because, you know, they feel sorry for me because I can't cook it myself. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to have to tell you, I'm sorry you all are not doing it, but I know I'm looking forward to it. Audrey, how are you doing today?
I am just sensational, thank you. I am, thank you. I'm doing sensational.
How are you going to be spending this holiday season?
Well, my brother has invited us to all come to Melbourne and has rented a cottage on the beach. And, of course, I'll be taking my mother over, who's 97, and we are blessed to have her with us. And siblings from out of state are all coming down. Actually, we'll have two cottages. I'm thinking it's going to be close by. And we'll get a chance to have, again, that dinner together. And you know, I know I need to do better with the eating habits, but I'm not yet there yet. So I am so looking forward to the turkey, the dressing, and the pies and everything. And I think the best part of the holiday for me is the opportunity for us to all give thanks. Before we eat, part of our family tradition is to go around, you know, and form hands and be in a circle and pray. But everyone has to just reflect on what they're thankful for, even the children. And I think that's power in that. And, again, I'm like Kathy. I enjoy the board game. I just enjoy fellowship. I think I would be like your mother. I like to have family and friends come together. It don't necessarily have to be for a holiday, but just coming together, that's one of the things that I really do enjoy, just people relaxing and being themselves. They don't have to put on or anything. Just come and have true good fun and laughter. But I think you had asked what our favorite holiday is, as it's going to be the topic tonight. I'm not sure if we're going to talk about that a little later, so I'll just wait. So that's my answer thus far.
All right, and I want to tell you guys, it allows us to restore our faith in humanity when we're given the opportunity to enjoy the holidays with our families, to reconnect with people, and just find out how important people are. I know that in the absence of my mother and father, I just appreciate what I did have with them and how much joy was around them. And you know, it just makes you understand and appreciate family, even when you don't have as close-knit family as you used to. And so it is important for us to just appreciate and be thankful, like you said, Andre, about the kind of families that we have, and love on them for as long as we possibly can, because we don't know when that time is going to be cut short. We have another caller, 3937. Give us your thoughts related to the holidays, and how will you be spending your holidays? Are you there? Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about, should we do a lot of reflecting on this holiday season? You know, we come in, the year seems to go by so fast, and this part of the year becomes so meaningful for so many different reasons. Giving thanks for Thanksgiving, you know, it's Thanksgiving and what it is we should be giving thanks to for the whole year. And then also Christmas comes, and then we you know, how do we reflect on what Christ means? Do we allow the commercialism to take over our lives so much that we don't really enjoy what Christmas is really truly about? And Cassie, what are your thoughts about that? What kind of reflection do you do this time of year?
Well, for Christmas, that's the time that everybody began to be a little bit more happy, regardless of what's going on in the world or in their life. People seem to get an extra smile or an extra dollar, you know, to give away. So Christmas is actually a very special place. I mean, a special time. But as far as Christ is concerned, you know, I think that's a maturity thing, because I do remember a time when at Christmas all we did was go out and look to see what we could get on discount and whose name that we would pick to be able to buy a gift and how many gifts that we were going to get. But after a while, you know, we just decided that we need to give back. So what we do is we go out and we give back to our organization, or we go feed the homeless, or, you know, something of that nature. But we do come together and do it. But we celebrate Jesus every day, you know. But that is like the special time of the year. And we begin to wear our little pins that says Jesus is the reason for the season. So even those that are picking trees and buying gifts, you know, to still let the people know, you know, that he's the reason for the season, and he is the ultimate gift. So, yeah, that's what we do.
All right, Audrey, what are your thoughts of reflections related to this time of year? How do you deal with what is truly meaningful, both at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, to do a reflection on what your year was like or how you want your next year to be better?
Well, again, I mentioned for Thanksgiving, and I just think that's just so important to just really take time and reflect on how truly thankful and blessed we are, you know. No matter what situations we may go through, we are still blessed, and we have something to be thankful for. And I think it's good to let other people know when you're thankful to them. I mean, sometimes I think people just take stuff for granted, but it's so good to hear. But on the other hand, I do realize that holidays are a really tough time for people, because if they have loved ones that are no longer with us, or some bad things, some negative things may have happened, it's kind of tough and it's hard. So I try to be mindful of that as well in the community, or just people when you're out shopping and stuff. You just never know what people are going through. But like Kathy mentioned, I think it's a good opportunity for us to show extra smiles, extra positive, upbeat, because that could just make the difference for a person. We just never know. And Christmas, I was raised a Catholic when coming up, so it was always very important. Plus, we had midnight mass, and that was part of our culture. It was just part of our legacy and stuff. And, you know, of course, they used to have Santa on the screen and they monitoring and that kind of stuff like that. But I just always felt that midnight mass was a great opportunity to really just kind of understand the birth of Christ and just reflect on that every year. And no matter what gifts or toys and things we received, it wasn't really Christmas unless I had gone to midnight mass, or at least before opening up gifts. And I do that even now. Before I open up gifts on Christmas, then I just make sure to read the scripture and go over and just try to get a good understanding of what Christmas is all about.
Well, you're right about the reflection. You know, things have changed again for me dramatically because, you know, I was the only child and I lost both of my parents. And, but they really were, my mom was crazy about Christmas and she went all out for Christmas. And the transition for me has gone from the Christmas tree to the lights and all these gifts to a real solemn time, and I haven't really connected with another family in order to enjoy that. But I just want to say to people, those of you who are out there who really have those kind of meaningful connections, please take advantage of them, because I would give anything to have another one of those type Christmases that my mother was so used to engaging in. And then when I hear Audrey, you talk about the college, your brother renting some cottages for your family to come down. I just think it's so meaningful for people to create those kind of opportunities. I was paying attention to the fact that here in Orlando we had the battle between FAMU and Bethune-Cookman, which is an awesome occasion here in Orlando every year. And you see all the vehicles and the mobile homes and these buses that are outfitted. And I said, how fun and neat that would be to schedule something like that every year with a group of people where you came to one location and you purchased or rented one of those nice buses that may outfit, you know, four or five beds inside, and we're able to just cook and have fun. That would be such a meaningful connection, and I see people doing that all the time. And I think families need to be doing things like that on every year to really truly reflect on how important family is. And as a only child, again, I'm going to start trying to research what it is that I could possibly do with my extended family, my aunts and uncles, to restore some of that closeness that was felt when my mother was alive, because I think it's so important and so meaningful, and it would just be something so great to truly have something that you can look forward and count on each and every year. Kathy, what do you think about that, creating traditions, families creating traditions that they can look forward to and make sure that they make the most of them?
I think that's an awesome idea. I've been talking all day. I think that's an awesome idea. I know 2 years ago we went to my sister's house, and there was about 20 of us, and we did gingerbread houses. So we split into groups, did the gingerbread houses and had contests and, you know, played different games and took a lot of pictures. Actually, it was longer than that, because in the midst of that, you know, some of our family from Flint, Michigan came down and was there. And, I mean, we still have the pictures. We have some of the video that we took, and we had a ball. We had so much fun, and my husband was saying that was the best Thanksgiving that he's ever had. He said it was Christmas, so that was the best Christmas that he ever had. You know, we didn't give each other gifts, but there were prizes if you played the game. So there were prizes for the men, there were prizes for the women. We did all kind of things. There was a lot of food there, and it so happened that my cousin that came down from Michigan, she passed of cancer. So we still have the memories of all of us together with her there laughing, everybody smiling. You know, we wasn't talking about bills or, you know, who messing with who or anything, but it was just a time for the family to come together and just laugh and love on one another.
Yeah, and you know, it's so important. Again, like Audrey said, I have to tell you, Audrey, I'm a little jealous of the thought that you're going to be in these cottages near the beach, because that's one of the things I love. I love me some beach, boy. When I get a chance to treat myself, I want y'all to know, you know, don't feel sorry for me, because when I get a chance to treat myself, I treat myself very well. I just don't do it as often as I should, but when it comes to having being on the beach in a nice hotel and enjoying room service, it is something I go all out. So I'm a little jealous to hear that you're going to have some cottages available to you, Audrey.
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. But I would like to encourage you, though, as you said, to reach out and connect with your family, and, I mean, cherish what your parents had created for you. Always cherish that. But as you start to create new traditions or new memories, you know, it may be as simple as starting with, I know you may not want to put up decoration, right? But maybe just as simple as putting up a candle, one of those electric candles. You don't have to worry about fire or nothing like that. And just turn that on every day, every night for a minute. And, you know, when we talk about Jesus being the light of the world, and just that one candle could be a start for you as you create some memories and stuff, and not looking at, oh, man, it's just me, but it's me, but I have all these blessings and I have all these many friends and I'm having these opportunities to connect with people all across the world in so many ways. And just look at the light that's being shown for your path, because you're on a new path. You're doing some different things with your health and your exercise. And again, you are now retired and trying to start a whole new direction. So I would encourage you to start creating some memories for your holidays. And I know it's not easy, but, you know, one step at a time.
Well, I truly look forward, again, I said, to embracing that. I, like I said, the things that you want to take advantage of and do that make a difference in your life and your existence. I know I have not been to South Carolina State in a long time, and I very well am looking forward to family reunion. Just again, these holidays, there may be a lot of solitude, but I'm going to tell you, though, now I got my mind fixated. I'm going to go buy me an Xbox. I already know what my gift going to be to myself. I've been wanting this Xbox for a little while. Not that I'm any good at playing video games, but I am looking forward to buying myself an Xbox. But it has been, my daughter is grown now, and I don't know, there's just something, and that's why I encourage you all. I want to keep you encouraged about, you know, buying each other gifts, or maybe, Kathy, like you all saying, not buying gifts but playing games, because I find that I miss some of that. I don't know the last time I went shopping and I don't have, you know, anyone on a personal level that I can go shopping for or looking forward to a gift from me. My daughter, she doesn't look forward to gifts from me because she knows that when she wants something, you know, almost every day is a gift day for her if she needs something. That's my responsibility for her. So we don't really wrap anything for each other. We just kind of love on each other when the opportunity comes. But I would like to just say to you all, guys, because I am a little jealous of the family connection that all of you all seem to have. Regina, I see you there on the line. How are things going for you, Regina? What are you looking so forward to these holiday season, and what is your holiday going to be like?
I'm looking forward to rest, and my holiday is going to be filled with rest, and that's it.
Well, you don't get together with some big family activities, or are you going to be in solitude like me?
Yes, just like you. I guess, you know, in the past, I really didn't go out anywhere. This is like the first year that my daughter's like grown. So last night I went to a fabulous function by Jack and Jill here in Columbia, and it was so refreshing to get out. So I've already planned. I have 4 gatherings to go to, and I'm looking forward to just reclaiming me this holiday. And we're going to do a tree, and we will do a present or two. And I told her that her presents were going to be a Keurig coffee maker, sheet, utensils, pots, everything she needs to start her own house. So, hint, hint.
Regina, are you trying to push your daughter out?
No, I'm trying to teach her how to fly.
Okay.
I just wanted to, want her to strengthen her wings. That sounds better than putting her out.
Right, right. Yeah, that does.
My huge family is in Virginia, and I dearly, dearly, dearly miss going up there, but it's an expensive trip. And I don't know. I may get in the mold Thanksgiving morning to drive up there and come back. I don't know. It's just whatever. I just like enjoy not having anything set in stone and nothing that I have to do.
All right, well, we are at the halfway mark, and I'm going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll talk about what is our favorite holiday season and what would we like to implement into our lives to make our holiday season better or our lives better throughout the year. So we just want to talk about those things. You know, what do we do to make joy be a part of our lives all year long? And just instead of just a season. So we'll be back after this break.
People get ready. There's a train a coming. You don't need no bag. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket. You just think alone. So people get ready for the train to join us. Picking up passengers, coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors of boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most. A hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Believe me now, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media and Your Network, and we're broadcasting live from the Wellsville Museum in Orlando, Florida. So I just wanted all of you to have an opportunity, if you ever get to Orlando, to come to the Wellsville Museum. I also want to encourage you to go to my website, jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. Kick the tires on my website. Let me know what you think about it. And give me some comments. I really look forward to interacting with you. This is the platform for you to have your voices heard loud and clear on my show. We're going to continue our conversation. You know, as a year-long person, I have to really deal with the human trait I have. You know, that, you know, when you're an only child, you get used to kind of spending a lot of time by yourself, and you have to be encouraged. And my mom was the social butterfly in our family, and she always kept me encouraged in terms of getting out there and participating and getting involved. It was one of the reasons why I became, got so involved in playing football and basketball and being active. You know, I was in the choir and I was in, I did plays. And so it was her encouragement to get involved. And now in her absence, I have kind of gone back to being in a lot of solitude. And it's you know, there's a lot of joy in enjoying people. And so when I hear you all talk about your family and how much you enjoy them, I want to keep everybody encouraged about that, because that is so important. Take advantage of those relationships and those connections, again, because we don't know when those connections and those relationships will be absent. And so I'm going to start off with Audrey, since you brought it up, Audrey, and it was a part of what I wanted to talk about today. What is your favorite holiday or your favorite time of year?
My favorite holiday is the resurrection. It just creates newness, and it just reminds us of the opportunity that we have, because without the resurrection, we just wouldn't really have the hope of knowing that we have eternity. It wouldn't have even, you know, Christ being born wouldn't have meant the most. So that's an exciting time for me, because the weather a lot of time is changing. It's you know, springtime, and you're just looking forward to just, you know, being outside and enjoying everybody. And it's just an opportunity for new possibilities and new opportunities. And I think that's associated with my childhood, the experience that I had coming up, you know, for Easter. At Resurrection, we would always get two outfits, one to wear to church and one to come home and play with. And I just thought that that was the way it was. And I grew up and did the same for, you know, my children. And that's my favorite time of the year.
All right. Cassie, what is your favorite time of year? What is it that you look forward to most during the year?
Oh, my favorite time is Christmas. I love when it starts to get cold and you get to wrap up and you sit down, you know, together and just share and laugh, and everybody's happy. People are not talking about bills and what's going on. It's just like a totally different atmosphere. And plus, because people celebrate the birth of Jesus, so that is just like an extra for me. So yeah, Christmas is my favorite time of the year.
Awesome. Regina, what's your favorite time of year?
I don't know which holiday is my favorite. Is that what you're asking?
Right.
I think as I reflect upon my past, Thanksgiving, because I would always drive to Virginia, and there's a parkway right there on 64, or is it on 58? I think it's on 58, and the trees are changing colors. And they're crossing across the roadway, and it is just absolutely beautiful. So Thanksgiving, and you know, going home, traveling to see my family there, it's just a phenomenal time for me. I love it.
Well, you know, as I look back, and again, my greatest time of the year was this time of year when families get together. I know that after my mom passed, I did attempt to fly to Detroit and spend Thanksgiving with my aunt, and that was really nice too, because family came over and everybody came over and had a nice meal. What I didn't enjoy was that snow. So I had to return because I don't know if it's, you know, I flew into Detroit. It was snowing, and I went, got to her house, and I did not leave her house again until it was time for me to get on the plane and fly back to Florida. Me and cold weather, I heard Kathy say she enjoys the changing of the weather, but me and Cole, and we don't have nothing in common. I really don't enjoy it. I when I think of going somewhere and being in a warm cabin and looking outside the window and seeing the snow, that's a beautiful scenery as long as I get to stay in that warm cabin. That kind of enjoyment is fun. But it is so nice when we talk about this season and how everybody values it. And we wish that there was an opportunity for the world to feel the love that we feel individually in our families, if we could feel the love worldwide and understand how important it is for us to be so fair and kind to one another and appreciate what it is that we do have. I know now that I'm retired, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to invest some of what I have into creating transitions that I can take on to the next level of my life. And I think that's what we need to do. We really need to spend some time determining what is going to make our lives worth living. And what truly makes our lives worth living are the connections we have with others. And I think there's nothing more important than the love for man and humanity. Audrey, what are your thoughts related to that?
Yes, I agree completely. Just the interaction and the love of others. And that's what we were created to do, I think, to just embrace each other, build and gain from each other. And it all goes to God's glory. And just like your show here, I mean, we're getting to know each other. I feel like I know Kathy and Regina. And it's a positive thing. So while each of us may have different holidays for different reasons, I think the common factor is the fellowship and the family and the unity of it all.
Kathy, what are your thoughts related to that, about how important loving man and humanity and just wanting to spread that love across the world? And you know, here it is, this time where we feel so and value so much of the love for family, but it seems like the whole world needs that same love that we're displaying to our family.
Yeah, I think that this is a time for us to reach out and touch, you know, because it's not about us. It's actually, like Audrey was saying, it's about the fellowship. And when we get on the line and how we talk and we laugh at each other, and sometimes we disagree on things, but most of the time, you know, we're laughing and we're agreeing with one another. And not only on the line, it's outside our outside lives when we connect with people that we work with or just people that you meet in the street. That's what it's all about. It's about the fellowship. And everybody doesn't have that. That's why so many things are going on in this world. You know, people are not connecting with other people. That's why there's so much anger. There's so much disappointment. There's just so much distraughtness going on because people are not connecting with one another. They're caught up in self. And so once we get rid of self, we can change some things.
All right, Regina, what are your thoughts about love and humanity and how we can spread what it is we feel with our individual family to a different level in the world around us?
You know, I can't really speak on that because I'm challenged with that right now in my family. So I can't, and with a clean, clear conscience, speak on that. But I will go back to my favorite time of the year, and I thought about this summer, the last day of school.
is my favorite holiday.
So that you're, the beginning of your summer is your opportunity to reconnect with yourself?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, Regina, I tell you something. When you finally get to the point where you retire, I have trouble finding what to do with myself. Today I had a lovely day, and I went to the gym. I shared with the audience that one of my friends came and got me out of bed, and I went to the gym, and I was supposed to do water aerobics today, and most of the ladies didn't show up, so I was the only one there with the teacher, and that young lady and I spent the whole hour talking, and she was a Donald Trump, she voted for Donald Trump, and we just talked about life in general. We talked about so many things, and I hope that was the highlight of my day, was just running my mouth with an hour with this young lady, and she expressed some really personal things with me about how she's dealing with looking forward to getting into a serious relationship. And I told her about some of the things I thought about my daughter and that she was deserving of having, everything she wanted to have. And we talked about our Christian beliefs. And it was just, we talked about marijuana. And we just spent the hour talking. And I think that if there's nothing else my retirement gives me, it gives me the opportunity to have the freedom to go and come as I please and to share conversations with people I would never have had an opportunity to share conversations with. And so I am so pleasantly happy about that part of my existence. And I want to say to you and those of you, Regina and Audrey and Cassie, you definitely have something to look forward to because this is an awesome opportunity. Though I have to be real concerned about not running out of money before I run out of time, but it does give me this pleasant opportunity to just enjoy life to the fullest and just do what I think is important to me. We're at the final stages of our hour. And, Audrey, what are your final thoughts for the day?
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share so many experiences and traditions that each other had. I know someone had mentioned something that triggered a memory that my sister had started during the Christmas season, sometime or another, she have a cookie bake. And it is great fun. She just invites family, friends, people from the church, people from the community. You could come, for the whole period or half the period. And, it's a really good fellowship. I mean, doing it while you're baking the cookies, you get a chance to talk. You can play games or listen to music. It's just a really good time. And you know, I'm the only one that brings cookies that's already helped. All I have to do is slice them up and put them in. But everybody else make them from scratch. And then you share them and stuff. So, again, everybody is creating their own tradition. And thank you for allowing us to hear from each other.
All right. Cassie, what is your last word for today?
My last words for today is that I just want to tell you guys I love you guys. You know, and this is my newfound family, and that sometimes I wish I could just be right there with Regina and Audrey to give them a big old hug. How you doing, Prophetess? I just want to give you a hug. I follow you on Facebook. How you doing, brother?
What's up, man?
Okay. Yeah, and I just wanted to let you guys know that sometimes I just wish I can be there to give you a big old hug.
And you are so much appreciated. I just can't believe how we connected. When I talk about connections, I talk about how, you don't have to be in somebody's face every day to be connected to them. And I just thank you, Kathy, for your support and your outpouring of love. The same for Audrey and Regina. Just the willingness to be here as often as you can, it means so much to me on a personal level. And I just want to say to everybody out there, I want you all to join us and join this platform where we talk about things that are important. That we want you to use to make sure that your voice is heard. I want to again encourage you all to go to my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's JamestDeshay.com. And I want you to get involved.
How you doing?
It's important for us to have this opportunity to get involved and to learn to appreciate everything that is happening in our lives today and in the future. I want to tell you that we're going places, and we want you to be a part of this new vehicle that is going to take off. I want to thank you for being a part of the show, and I look forward for you to you being here tomorrow. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time to talk about what is going on in our lives and how important our lives are and what we value in the existence that is going on around in our world. You all take care and look forward to talking to you tomorrow at 6 p.m. on Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. Take care and see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.